Locating a point P in the xy plane is easy. You could measure the distance of the point along the x and y axis, or you could measure the distance r of P from the origin and the angle theta made by the line OP with the x axis. This line OP is shown in white color and the angle theta is shown in red color. Blue dashed line PB is the distance of P from y axis and is the x coordinate. This is equal to r cos theta. Yellow dashed line PA is the distance of P from the x axis and is the y coordinate. This is equal to r sin theta. If the point P is in a three-dimensional space, all one needs in Cartesian coordinate system is another measurement made parallel to the z axis, which in this case is the length of the dashed red line. This line measures the height of P above the xy plane. In spherical polar coordinate system, P is defined by measuring its distance r from the origin, angle phi made by OP with the z axis, and the angle theta made by the projection OQ of OP into the xy plane with x axis. First two values r and phi define a collection of points lying in a circle having a radius r sin phi with center C on the z axis at r cos phi. To define a particular point P on the circle, OP is projected into the xy plane and the angle theta made by the projection OQ with the x axis is measured. It should be easy to see the relation between the two coordinate systems. The coordinate z is r cos phi, OQ is r sin phi. Projection of OQ on the x axis is OA and is equal to r sin phi cos theta. Projection of OQ on the y axis is OB and is equal to r sin phi sin theta. A good way of visualizing the spherical coordinate system is to see a point as the point of intersection of a circle and a semicircle. The circle is in a plane parallel to the xy plane with its center at r cos phi on the z axis and has a radius of r sin phi. The semicircle has a radius r and has its center at the origin. Polar coordinates are convenient to refer to a place on the Earth's surface. The circles running east-west are the latitudinal circles, centers on the z-axis, and having varying radii. The largest of these circles is the circle at the equator. The semicircles running from North Pole to South Pole have a radius equal to that of the Earth, and their centers coincide with Earth's center. XZ plane shown in green is the Greenwich meridian. Instead of measuring angle phi with the z axis, its complementary angle 90 minus phi is measured as latitude.